This article originally appeared on Halton Hills Today, June 13. Georgetown residents near a proposed Rosetta Street development say they're not opposed to developing the site, but are concerned the proposal before the town of Halton Hills will negatively impact their neighborhood. The developer of the property, Lev Living, has proposed two 12-story and one 8-story condominium on the site currently occupied by the former paper coating mill. Its latest proposal increases the number of units in the development from 637 to 659. "It's just too much," said resident Susan Robertson at an online open house hosted by the town. "We don't see a measurable benefit to the public. We see a lot of traffic concerns." Though the building heights fall within what's allowable in the area, the density exceeds what's permitted by the secondary plan. In its latest submission, the developer proposed increasing the size of the park on the property from 1,446 square meters to 2,100 square meters, and adding a multi-use sports court in addition to the already proposed playground and splash pad. The new plan also includes a pedestrian walkway from John Street to the GO station. King Street resident Tamsin Jackson said during initial planning there was much discussion about a walkable neighborhood that included retail and other amenities like an indoor community space. Though not part of its submission to the town, Lev Living Vice President of Development Melissa McKay is looking into a shared community space open to the public that could be used for meetings or events. "Seeing as though the 12-story building is way above what the neighborhood really wants," Jackson said, "I think we need more benefits for the neighborhood to warrant this development being approved." At the town's request, the number of parking spaces was increased from 753 to 851. The development would have a two-level underground parking garage. Increased traffic in the area was a big concern for residents at the open house. Traffic studies estimated there would be approximately 187 to 215 vehicle trips an hour during peak times in and out of the development. John Street resident Bernie Aquino said the town installed speed humps and a parking lane in order to constrict traffic on John Street. "It seems counterintuitive to now increase traffic," Aquino said. Residents also brought up the town's plans for a pilot project to close the one-lane tunnel under the rail line on McNabb Street, which could create further traffic issues. Maureen Van Ravens, the town's director of transportation, said the pilot project has been delayed until other developments already underway in the area are completed so they can provide the most up-to-date information possible. Concerns were also raised about sidewalks, sightlines at newly created intersections, as well as sound reverberation off the buildings. Resident Pat Morey was also worried about how the buildings would affect the local small-town character. "I don't see how putting 12-story buildings in this area is going to maintain that," she said. Keith Hamilton, a senior planner at the town of Halton Hills, said the province is pushing municipalities toward higher densities around transit hubs, which includes the Rosetta Street development, located directly across from the Georgetown GO station. "We are in a bind. Bill 185 is now pushing major transit areas to a density of 150 people and jobs per hectare," he said. "That is something we've recognized with our project team is not possible in Georgetown, and we will almost certainly request a lower density. That said, we have to consider that some of this development will come." Being the first major residential development in the area, John McMulkin, senior planner, development review, for the town, said there's a strong desire to get this one right. "This is the largest development this neighborhood has seen," he said. "We are also aware there are other areas that are slated for development in this area. We are looking for this to set a good precedent in terms of good planning overall." A decision on official plan and zoning bylaw amendments required for the development to proceed will be made by Halton Hills Council at a later date.